Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to our conversation with Patty Greer about crop circles, a fascinating conversation. And I've seen some documentaries about this kind of stuff. It's just very interesting. We'll talk about that more following our conversation about astronomical and astrological circles with, or we'll go into those circles with, Beth McDonald, our astrological and astronomical assignment editor. Welcome back. It's time now for Libra. And I made the joke before we went on the air, Libra, the zebra, and you said, I'd make it easy. What is Libra?
Well, Libra is the scales. And in terms of animals, I'm not seeing a whole lot. It does rule places like China and Siberia. It rules the kidneys. It rules the adrenals. There's all kinds of things.
But we're talking here about balance in terms of scales or like the scales of justice. Same kind of thing, I guess.
Well, both, actually. Oh. You know, originally, Libra ruled the scales that weighed out the harvest, where farmers would bring in their grain to be weighed by the town magistrates, partially for taxes, you know, to the lords and the feudal kings and that sort of thing. And then part of it had to do with weighing out what they were selling so that they could then take that money and buy the rest of the things they needed to get through the winter. And so Libra is a time of continued assessment. You know, again, it's one of the harvest signs. Leo rules the beginning of the harvest. Virgo rules, like, the bringing in of the harvest. And then Libra rules kind of the assessment, the analysis of the harvest, the weighing of the harvest, and then when we move into Scorpio, then you make choices. Then when Scorpio comes, you have to make some hard choices. And so
there's a lot that I can infer if I just kind of let my mind wander in just thinking about what the scales mean, whether it be justice or as your description in terms of the harvest and weighing the grain
and balancing your different options.
And that's what we're doing at this time of the year, especially as we're heading towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Whether you want to take into consideration current events, and we could go into that, but more in terms of your own personal life.
Personal life, especially around money and finance.
Ooh, you know,
there's a strong element towards money and finance with Libra, and it's ruled by Venus, which is one of the planets that rules values and valuables and money. And I see this so much with businesses. You know, we're entering the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
If we haven't entered it already, again, depending on what fiscal year you use,
Right. Everybody's
different. But this is. For most people, the last quarter of the year is just starting, and so I'm seeing this so much with a variety of different kinds of businesses, especially retailers.
It would seem to me also, if I was really watching it that closely, if it were possible, and this is also hoping that Congress doesn't change the laws regarding our taxation and filing for 2013 next year, that if I was really watching, because I'm of the firm belief that I'd rather break even when I file rather than get a big refund or, of course, owe a lot. So the fourth quarter to me would be, okay, what have I paid in the first three quarters? And in order to come to zero, I would then make some adjustments, da-da-da-da-da. And for me, that would be a balancing act in terms of having a few extra dollars in the purse for whatever.
And regardless of what your theory or philosophy or goals are,
mm-hmm.
I always, always, always recommend spending a little more time this time of year, becoming a little more present to and with your ledgers, your balance sheets.
Mm-hmm.
For people who are really righteous about it, you know, take your year-to-dates in to see your bookkeeping and tax person or your broker or your insurance agent or both, whoever advises or all.
Right.
You know, if you're smart, you've got good advice on all of those fronts, and it's a really good time to be falling back on your best practices.
Absolutely.
Use the tools that work.
I've also found, too, as much fun as it is to play with the technology, my phone has a calculator, I've got one on the computer, I can do all these different things online. I have to tell you that I was sitting doing this kind of thing with a ledger, or I was going through expenses, going through income, on a piece of paper, almost literally with a pencil.
Yeah.
And there was something very, it just felt very good to do that way.
Well, and you know, to share a little bit with your audience, you've worked hard on that. Most, you don't have the levels of fear around that than you used to.
Not like we used to. Oh, my gosh.
You know, there's all kinds of studies. It's fascinating. Most Americans pay more attention to their wardrobe than they do to what their money is. And that's part of why we're such an impoverished nation in so many ways right now. We really got into some bad habits around style over substance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the goal is to figure out whatever your method is and use it.
Right.
So that money and managing your money isn't a burden or something oppressive or scary. It's something that is exciting and empowering because you can see the fruits of your labor and you can see how putting a little extra energy in really yields you awesome results.
And there are also some other wonderful things that you can do along the way in that regard, too, to feel. I've heard this many times that when you have the feeling as you're going through these things, and I'm not talking about getting stuck in emotions of fear and so forth, but I'm talking about, like I was describing before, about
exactly
pen
the
to
feeling
paper.
Of joy or excitement.
Or when you're going to the store, this is a technique that I've tried a number of times, and I'm actually going to be going back to it, is I'm going to have cash with me when I go into the grocery store so that I can feel the dollars going. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because you can see it, you can feel it. Whereas you can use a card, it's not the same. You don't get that tangible adjustment or change.
Yeah, everybody's different.
Yeah.
And it's really, again, about finding what works for you.
Exactly.
And just doing what feels good. Abraham Hicks is always talking about finding better feeling thoughts.
Yeah.
And so, like, find what yours are
and
feel good. You know, just feel good. Focus on the good.
And so when we come back next week, we're going to be in October, what will still be in Libra.
We will still be talking about Libra.
And I have a funny feeling we're heading for a new moon, too.
We absolutely are. That is next week on Friday the 4th at 5:34 p.m. Pacific time.
Right,
and
before,
it is also in Libra.
Right before the weekend that we'll be
right
talking.
Right before the weekend.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back next week.
Awesome.
Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. As you're also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes.
And they can reach you on the web, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or call you at 963-0842.
Yes, thank you, Richard.
You bet. And we are going to continue our conversation with Patty Greer, and we're going to continue talking about crop circles.